I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 8% of children in the U.S. have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. To talk about ADHD in children and teens is Dr. Claire McGeorge. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics and a pediatrician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. McGeorge, how many children and teens in the U.S. actually have ADHD?
ADHD is one of the most common neurobehavioral conditions in children. It's about 8%, as you mentioned, which is about 5.4 million kids. It's something that we see in the clinic almost on a daily basis.
What are the typical symptoms of ADHD?
ADHD comes in two flavors. The first is hyperactive or impulsive type, and the second is inattentive. Children who are hyperactive or impulsive aren't able to sit still in class, and they often act before they think. Children with the inattentive type are daydreamers. Rather than focusing on their schoolwork, they're easily distracted by something outside the window.
And when might these ADHD symptoms typically occur in childhood?
ADHD starts at a very young age. The newest guidelines say that general pediatricians can diagnose as young as age 4.
And how is ADHD diagnosed in children?
So children should have a full assessment done by the pediatrician. This will be an interview about different symptoms that the child is experiencing, validated scales that will go through a checklist of symptoms, and then gathering information from a lot of different sources, parents, teachers, coaches, to really see that these symptoms are persistent in a lot of different environments.
Do all kids with ADHD need treatment?
There's a lot of different options for treatment of ADHD. Particularly in younger kids, we always like to start with behavioral interventions. This can be therapy that the family participates in or parent training. And then if we start with behavioral management and aren't really getting good control of symptoms, that's when we say maybe it's time to start medication.
And just briefly, in behavioral management, what are kids learning?
It can be strategies that involve the school environment, sitting at the front of the classroom, having a quiet place to work on their schoolwork that minimizes distraction. And it can also be parent training.
In addition to ADHD, are there other things that could be going on instead that are causing these concentration problems for kids?
Yes, that's why it's really important for pediatricians to be doing a full assessment. Educational problems such as learning disabilities and dyslexia, as well as mental health conditions such as depression, anxiety, and even trauma, can present with difficulty concentrating.
Do children ever outgrow these ADHD symptoms that we're talking about?
Most children who have ADHD as a child will have it persist into adulthood. Oftentimes, the symptoms look different. Instead of being very hyperactive and impulsive as a child, they will grow up to be a little bit more disorganized or inattentive as adults.
Dr. McGeorge, thanks for this information about children with ADHD.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.